how to upgrade your life and accelerate your manifestations in such a fun and easy way. I am Solara Starr, your love attraction coach and a manifestation mentor. And I love helping you to master your manifestations and your life. And a massive thank you to all those of you that have taken the time to reach out to me on Instagram and email to let me know how much you're enjoying these episodes. I love recording them for you, and hearing that you're enjoying them, that you're getting something from them, motivates me and inspires me just to keep on going. And today I've got a really lovely topic to share with you. This concept I was introduced to quite a few years ago now. I have no idea where I heard of this, but this has been a massive game changer in my whole manifestation practice, and I know it will be for you too. And this is all about the concept of upgrading. So upgrading is when you choose something slightly better in your ordinary everyday life. So this doesn't mean that you have to, you know, step out of the ordinary into the extraordinary in order to accelerate. No. This is your ordinary everyday life. Little upgrades will lead you closer to your dreams, simple as. So this isn't about giant leaps either, by the way. I'm not really a fan of giant leaps. I'm much more of a fan of small, consistent steps, because I find that they have such a cumulative effect over time. You know, and actually, whilst we're on that subject, let's talk a little bit about the kind of illusion of this quick fix, and, you know, how we kind of want everything done for us and handed to us on a plate without actually putting any effort and blood, sweat, or tears. That's a whole conversation from the perspective of the ego aspect of self. It doesn't want to have to do the work. It doesn't want to have to earn any fulfillment. It wants everything given. But then how on earth are we ever going to feel that sense of pride and growth and accomplishment and appreciation for ourselves and for other people unless we've had to learn how to unlock our potential? I might just do a separate podcast on that, actually, because I've been thinking about it this afternoon and thinking about there is an allure, isn't there, of like a sudden transformation and, you know, like this giant leap from where we are now, you know, into like this future timeline. So it can be very, very tempting. But what I've discovered, and I think this is very important to bring into the conversation today, is that true and sustainable change, it often comes from smaller, consistent steps that we take every single day. And all of these kind of small incremental actions, they allow us to build and embed habits, and they help us to strengthen our skills gradually without feeling of overwhelm or, you know, getting such huge, massive manifestation and not having the to be able to maintain or sustain it. I've been caught short on that a few times where I've, you know, suddenly found myself in the midst of, you know, one of the most powerful manifestations that has actually come quite quickly. But my consciousness and my readiness to hold that was pretty much zero, which meant that it just became really troublesome. So I'm much more of a fan these days now of these small incremental actions that help us to build strength and skills gradually so that we can have a really strong, solid foundation to build upon. You know, it just makes it so much more manageable. You know, the bigger picture, if we take these small steps, we're able to enjoy it a little bit more. And it means that we're able to not only maintain all that of which we have built, we're able to maintain something like motivation. And then we kind of avoid the pitfalls of receiving something when we're not ready for it, or even the feeling of burnout or discouragement. So remember that quick fixes are an illusion, they're a mirage. And in the context of any kind of manifestation, this small incremental step approach, it aligns and works beautifully. Because we know the law of attraction teaches that our thoughts and our actions create a reality. And when we are consistent, when we take consistent, positive, small incremental steps, we create a vibration of steadiness. We create a vibration of stability to build upon. And of course, that also signals to the universe that we are committed and that we are ready. And it also impacts our subconscious mind, because we actually begin to trust ourselves, because we follow through with what we say we're going to do, and we trust ourselves in the respect of believing that we have what it takes to get where it is that we need to get to, because we've proved our consistency, which creates such beautiful momentum. So, and this is important as well when it comes to the conversation of upgrading, because if we are able to be consistent every single day, and we then start to be consistent with our upgrading, which I'm going to explain exactly what that is in a moment, we are constantly pushing our consciousness and our energy further in order to receive more. We're expanding our capacity. We're expanding our ability to receive. And of course, when we are focusing on upgrading, we are basically making a decision to upgrade the whole of our life. And upgrading is a really fun way to create an impactful shift on our frequency, because we're expanding our capacity to receive in small increments every single day. So it doesn't feel like this big, huge, massive shift, which can be overwhelming and scaring. And that's when a lot of our ego comes in with resistance and we start to sabotage ourselves. No, 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 no. This is a beautiful, gentle approach, which means we're more likely to have fun and enjoy the process along the way. So each little upgrade we take, no matter how big or no matter how small, I'm going to mention that small ones are the best to start with, it sends a powerful signal to our subconscious mind. It basically affirms, I'm ready. I'm ready to grow. I'm worthy, and I'm willing to receive more. And this internal shift is so mammoth. It'll start to notice opportunities in your reality to move to new levels of consciousness, and you'll experience so many positive experiences as a result of it. So what do I mean by upgrades? So now we're getting into the kind of nitty-gritty. Let's have a look at some examples of upgrades so it makes everything I've been speaking about feel clearer for you. So let's just say that you love your coffee and you're going to the supermarket and you're looking at one jar compared to another jar. That's if you have instant coffee. You can use this example for anything in the supermarket. And actually the one that you really love, which has this really lovely creamy taste, it's a couple of pounds more. Get that one. You're basically saying, I'm open and I'm ready to receive more. Whilst we're on the whole supermarket conversation, if you're looking at the carrots and it's an extra 30 or 40p to go organic, go organic. Even if it's just one item in the whole of your trolley that you do this with, you are starting to show your subconscious mind, but also communicate with the universe, your readiness and your willingness to move to a new level. What other examples? Let's have a think. Okay, so in terms of, let's think about wardrobe, for example. If you've got a holy sock in your drawer, my friend, you really got to move that out. Your subconscious mind is picking up on anything broken, anything chipped, and anything holy in your wardrobe. You may think to yourself, oh, I'm going to get as much use out of this as I can. Seriously, it's sending a signal to the universe of lack. So if you do have some socks in your drawer, even if you can't afford at this time to replace all of them, just get one new pair of socks. Upgrade one pair of socks. And it may be the same for your underwear drawer. You can actually tell a lot about how we value ourselves and our self-worth by what is in our underwear drawer. And I remember when I heard this once, I was like, okay, I think I might need to have a little look at what's going on with my self-worth. And I went through my drawer and anything that was below a certain standard absolutely went. And now I maintain that to the highest. And that goes for ladies and gents. Any holes, anything old, anything frayed, any bits of elastic kind of sticking out, slowly but surely move them out and upgrade to something better. Not only will you feel good about yourself, but your subconscious mind and the universe, like I said before, will absolutely pick up on this. It might be that you want to buy a new plant for your house or a new ornament. All of these things are super, super important. And if we're thinking about our environment is like a 3D living vision board. We absolutely got to make sure that everything in there that we really like, we really love, like as a minimum, and that nothing is broken, and that we're not kind of like sending that signal to the universe of, you know, kind of decrepit and lack and et cetera, et cetera. There's nothing wrong with having anything recycled or secondhand. In fact, I'm a great fan. I've got some beautiful pieces that have been refurbished, but they do need to be in good condition. It could also be from a personal development perspective. You could be like upgrading your morning routine, for example. So maybe your current morning routine is non-existent. So just coming in and writing three affirmations in your journal will be an upgrade, right? Or bringing in meditation or listening to a positive podcast or whatever it might be. Or you may be listening to podcasts that really inspire you and make you feel good. And you think, actually, I may want some extra one-to-one help, whether it be here. Please feel free to reach out for a 30-minute free consult, see if I can help. But anywhere else that you feel drawn as well. The important thing is you look at, right, how can I upgrade? How can I take this to another level? And also our thoughts, right? We can upgrade our thoughts at any moment. So if there's any part of you thinking, oh, I can't do this, or I can't afford that, or I'm not good enough. No, no, no. Every one of those thoughts, you can now choose to upgrade that. You can choose a better thought for that. And again, this is really important to do, to catch yourself. Actually, you know what? I noticed that I say this word quite a lot. I'm going to start to change that. I'm going to upgrade and train myself to insert another word that is more in alignment with where I want to go, that is slightly better. In my coaching practice, I have over the years, loads of people who have used the word trying. I try to do my morning routine. I try to do my manifesting practice. I'm trying to manifest X, Y, and Z. Now, from a law of attraction perspective, the word trying just attracts more to try you. What you're giving out, you're getting back. So drop the word trying. I am manifesting X, Y, and Z. I am doing my morning routine. And you'll notice just how empowering that is. So you can upgrade even in your words and in your thoughts, in your vocabulary, you can upgrade in so many different ways. So looking for potential upgrades, I think we've kind of covered a few. One of mine was the last flight that I booked. I upgraded to extra legroom. Sometimes I might even upgrade to a higher class cabin, depending on where I am with my budget. But I will always do a minimum upgrade. I will never go for the lowest one, because that's the impression that stays with our subconscious mind the whole time. So if there's a particular area of your life that you would like to improve, maybe you could focus your upgrades on that particular area. And, you know, like if it's a financial upgrade you're looking at, you could look at some of the examples that I've given today. Instead of always looking for secondhand and the cheapest, go for the next one up. And also, another way of upgrading is to actually be really grateful to the universe for providing you with all the money that you've ever had to pay every bill you've ever had. Now, let me, why would I be grateful to pay the bills? Well, regardless of anything, we've got to pay the bills, right? So we may as well show gratitude to the universe for putting that money there for us in the first place, because it would have been a darn sight harder if we didn't. But also gratitude for everything that we have left over, you know, whether it's small or a large amount. It's being really super grateful for that. Gratitude obviously plays an important role in all of this, although we're not focusing on that today. But you could upgrade your manifestation practice by being more grateful for the things that you have already got, the opportunities you've already been given. Like, gratitude's a massive upgrade, no matter which way you look at it. So by doing this, you could think, right, where is it that I want to be in 6 months' time with this particular area? What is it that I want to see in my reality? What is it that I want to feel? What is it that I want to experience? And when you start to get really clear on exactly how that looks, how it feels, how it smells, how you look, how you dress, how you speak, You are going to then accelerate this even more, and you're going to notice more opportunities in your reality to help make that manifest. So the physical act of upgrading is the ultimate demonstration to the universe. But alongside this, like I said, keep up with your visualizations. Be very clear on who it is you're becoming. Be very clear on what it is you want your life to look like, and take small, incremental, consistent steps, including the art of upgrading, in order to help you get there. Because these consistent upgrades are going to act as like this gentle reminder of this beautiful, evolving you, this evolving self-worth. And you're going to be gradually recalibrating your internal energy system, your emotions, your mindset, to one that naturally attracts and embraces way more prosperity and abundance on levels that you could only ever have dreamed possible. So all of this will not only make you feel better, but it's going to start to improve your immediate environment. And of course, these slow incremental steps are going to start to reshape your belief system about yourself and about life too. So this kind of ongoing elevation, it creates a life that is increasingly open to opportunities, increasingly open to blessings, and laying the groundwork for more expansive desires to be fulfilled. So ultimately, these daily enhancements, they're going to create a ripple effect into every area of your life. And even like in a friendship or a relationship where you're not being treated very well, it may be time to move on from that friendship or relationship, but actually can upgrade by saying, actually, no, I won't allow myself to be spoken to in that way anymore. I'm going to upgrade my boundaries. I'm going to upgrade X, Y, and Z. So upgrades can happen everywhere. And, you know, some of the most simple upgrades can enrich the whole of your journey more than you could ever imagine. But I just want to kind of end this episode to remind you that it's not just about having more. It's not just like, I just want more, more, more. It's about intentionally and creatively and discerningly aligning with what you want to create, what you are calling in, but also what makes your heart sing, what makes you feel good, what makes you come alive, what makes you fizz and buzz and pop with a beautiful and powerful energy. And each thoughtful action and upgrade is going to take you, it's going to lead you in the right direction and take you to exactly where it is that you want to go over time, which is what we want. We want this to be small incremental steps that are sustainable, creating that foundation of stability so that when we get everything we desire, we are able to hold that frequency, hold the manifestation, and above all, enjoy it. Anyway, my lovely ones, if you've enjoyed this today, forward this on to somebody that you know will benefit from it. Do reach out on Instagram. Let me know how you found this. And if you're thinking about more one-to-one help, then do reach me through my website, solara@solarastar.com, or on Instagram, and we can hop on a free call to discuss how I can help. I'm so super excited for you. I know that this stuff works. Keep going, stay focused, and I look forward to being back with you super soon. All right, take care for now. Lots of love.